It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to still go with gold and the dollar, even though they're gold, excuse me. They're both a little bit under pressure as we start this Monday, mainly because of rumors last week or talk that the Fed is not looking at lowering interest rates in the first quarter of 2024, more likely the second half of 2024. And that's put a little bit of pressure on those two markets, but we're still in the upper end of our trading ranges, and they still have the potential, I think, to continue to see a breakout. I would actually throw cattle in that, too, because cattle have made a really good recovery, and it looks like they might have turned the corner. We've got another cattle on feed report coming out here next week, and then the cattle inventory at the end of the month, and both should be friendly.
Do we see seasonals in that cattle this time of year, too?
We do, and there is, that's a good point. We are starting to see the seasonal trend of the market start to turn back up again as supplies start to, you know, pretty much most of the guys have sold their feeder cattle. They've gone into the feedlots. Now supplies start to get tighter, and that sort of usually starts to create a little bit of a seasonal push in the market.
What's not hot then?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the grains. I mean, we continue to see pressure put on that market. You know, we did try to see wheat rally at the end of last week because of rumors of China buying. Of course, that wasn't confirmed. That's putting pressure in on wheat now this morning. And, of course, corn and beans continue to push lower. Corn sitting at new lows almost on a daily basis. And we're looking at the soybeans testing very strong support lines because of the improvement in weather in South America and the fact that the demand just is not there, which was evident in last week's export sales numbers.
Any chance of maybe seeing a short covering bounce here ahead of that WASDE report Friday?
You know, I think so. I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking to see happen. Of course, the report, you know, we're seeing a data dump on Friday. There's going to be a lot of information. And the rumor is that one of the index funds are going to have to come in and kind of true up their positions, and it sounds like they're going to come in and be buying grain. So that should help support it a little bit as well.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.